In the dim, unhandy space between the tiles of the overhead and the base of the deck above, she followed the others. Lieutenant Commander Freeze, in this instance, and wished she knew more about Lieutenant Commander Bowery. Did he really know a way out of this section? And just how had the wings been sealed off from the core? No time to worry about it. Ahead of her, the others had stopped moving. Esme squirmed around so that she could look back the way she'd come. There was nothing to see but the smudged track of their passage where they'd disturbed the dust. Someone patted her leg and she turned back. They were moving on again, more slowly. After a minute or two, she realized the leaders were slithering out of the overhead, down into a passage. When she got close enough, she could hear voices.
Damn near got us all. And you?
Freeze, in front of her, slid out the gap into helpful arms. Esme gave a last look back and saw nothing. But anyone could follow that track. She turned and dropped through feet first. A couple of enlisted men with tech school's patches replaced the overhead panel as she looked up and down the passage. Some meters in both directions, armed security guards kept watch. One of them had an armor vest and helmet, the other had none. Esme saw openings into several compartments, but no one moved that way.
Captain Haken's still having trouble breathing. Does anyone know which gas that was?
Probably SR-58. They had the antidote in the hospital, but
we can't get there.
Hey!
The shout from the outboard end of the corridor startled them. Quickly, but without panic, they moved into the nearest opening. Esme flattened against the inner bulkhead and hoped the security guards had the sense to get out of sight themselves.
Admiral Avati likes green pea and leek soup.
Carlton! In here, Major.
The Major who came through the opening was festooned with equipment. His brows went up when he caught sight of Esme and her weapon. He handed over a face filter.
The Admiral might want to put this on. They've been using sleepy gas.
They used worse than that. Captain Haken got a face full. Killed one guard.
Yes, sir. I have 10 filters with me, and Corporal Jasperson is handing them out to your security detail. Commander Bowery had suggested securing the aid stations and the weapons lockers before he went up to the meeting. We've got enough gear for about 50. Vests, helmets, comm units, weapons, and the medical supplies.
Good work. Where'd you stow it?
This way, sir.
Major Carlton led them down one passage, turned into another. Two men helped the captain along. Esme saw more guards, all with gas masks, and some with armor. She wondered where they were going, and why waste time going there instead of breaking out of T1 now before they were trapped. But she had a weapon, and she stayed back with the rear guard. Where they were going, it turned out, was a secure briefing room snugged in among the laboratories of Special Materials Research.
Separate ventilation system, good thick armor all around. It'll take them a while to get us, long enough to make plans. Any medical personnel in T1?
I've got someone coming who worked in the wing clinic. The only supplies we have are from emergency lockers because the intruders wrecked the clinic.
Captain Haken had collapsed two turns back, and now he barely roused when Lavati spoke to him.
Captain. Captain, we have a legal problem. You are the only Kosciuszko officer here. We cannot contact the others, and we need to make plans for resistance.
We're not going to resist. We're going to get the ship back.
Do it.
Thank you, Captain. I accept your permission.
In the next few minutes, the admirals agreed on the new command structure required by the emergency and on goals. Then they settled to considering how to regain control of the ship.
We need to get our combat experienced people over to T3 and T4. That's where we've got part of a ship, and might, with luck, capture a Bloodhorn ship. The sooner we get those people off on that mission, the better.
Through the blast and fire doors?
How else?
If they're smart, if they have enough men, they'll be watching all the access points.
They don't. There were only 25 of them in sickbay.
Not a complete team. They usually send a threefold pack, 3 10s.
You mean we missed some?
No. Some may have died aboard Wraith. We haven't had time to get into the foamed compartments and look. That'll be where their weapons and gear are, too.
But the thing is, they're not going to be able to watch every place we can get through, so where will they be?
Where they're still in contact with each other for backup. If they were after the bridge, and I would be if I were trying this trick, that means they'll be watching on Deck 11, where we might be trying to get to weapons stored in the security weapons lockers and Deck 17.
So let's try Deck 8. Commander Takis can get into the core, to the secondary command center, and make sure that the FTL drive isn't working under their command. The rest of us...
Well, what do you mean, us? You aren't going out there.
I certainly am. I belong over there in the 14th with my people.
On the way down to Deck 8, they saw no sign of the intruders. Most of the people here were staff or students of the Training Command, Senior Technical Schools Division. Scattered among them were elements of the ship's crew, mostly security, and researchers from the SpecMat research facility. They watched, wide-eyed, as the group passed, masked and armed. Deck 8 seemed especially quiet when they came out of the stairwell. Esme, in the lead, stopped short when she saw the first body lying sprawled in the corridor.
Trouble.
And we don't know if it's gas or something else.
There was no other way from here to the firewall doors. Esme edged forward as quietly as she could.
Dead some hours.
The man had ship security patches on his shoulder, loose on one corner where someone had hacked at them but given up.
Maybe that was one of the first, and the attacker then went on to meet the others.
Esme wished they would all shut up. She could hear nothing, see nothing. At the first compartment, she looked in. 5 corpses lay sprawled on the floor, sagging from chairs onto work surfaces. Her stomach turned. Whoever had come here was quick to kill. Nearer to the core, they could see the solid wall that cut them off from the rest of the ship. Esme knew now that this was no simple bulkhead, but instead a section of the hull itself, capable of sustaining pressure if the wing detached. It lay against a similar section of the core, 2 thicknesses of hull. Once these barriers came down, the only way across was by means of the override codes, which could open small airlock hatches. Admiral Dossignol entered the code while the others guarded. The hatch did not move. He tried again. Again, it would not open.
Commander Ceviche, did you hear the captain give the code?
Yes, sir.
Then you try it. Perhaps I misremembered.
Ceviche also entered the number, but again the hatch did not open.
Either the captain didn't remember the right sequence, or they found a way to change it.
Or someone in the crew changed it, perhaps thinking the intruders had it.
Amounts to the same thing. Now, there's got to be another way to get through this.
Not without the equipment that's over in our section, sir. 2 thicknesses of hull. We might manage one with the tools and SpecMat research, but not 2.
What's our communication situation?
We can reach Admiral Avadi on the headsets. So far, I've picked up nothing from the rest of the ship. That's what I'd expect with the wings closed off. We'd need higher power.
If it can't go inside, how about outside?
Same problem, getting through the hull.
Over on T3 and T4, there are airlocks on every deck.
Ceviche had projected a map of T1 on the bulkhead and was going through it deck by deck.
This one certainly isn't overprovided with airlocks. There's one out at the end of the special materials fabrication unit, of course, but...
T1 was designed to be secure from casual interference. So we have to go all the way through SpecMat Fab and hope no one flips the switch. Right. When I design a DSR, it's gonna have some add-ons.
This one has add-ons. That's part of the problem.
Dossignol looked around at his group.
We'd better get out there then. I think we can assume that all the intruders are somewhere else, probably in the core section. Come on.
Dossignol strode off, startling them with his haste. Esme caught a look between Captain Seska and his exec, which suggested they weren't any happier than she was with the Admiral's assumption that they needn't worry about the intruders.
Luckily, it's on this deck.
Admiral, sir, let us catch up.
Dossignol slowed and turned.
Mark, there's...
Oh. Esme, Seska, Freeze, and Bowery hit the deck. The others stood where they'd stopped.
Down! Admiral!
Alive. Unlucky.
Esme looked past Dossignol, up the passage, trying to guess where the shot had come from and what kind of weapon it was. She'd heard nothing until the impact. Ceviche crawled forward.
Very lucky.
Not for long.
The figure that stepped out was a lot closer than Esme had anticipated and loaded with weapons.
Drop your...
Esme had fired almost before she knew it. The intruder's shot ricocheted off the bulkhead as her burst took him apart from neck to hip. Esme made herself get up and move forward, past Admiral Dossignol, through the mess of splattered blood and tissue, to check the opening from which the intruder had come. It was a small compartment lined with shelves of office supplies and empty now.
2 casualties. Deck 8, main passage.
Captain Seska turned to Esme.
You're the one who was in the mutiny.
Yes, sir.
Good reaction time. If this one had a partner, we'd already know it.
Makes sense, sir.
Esme could see nothing and hear nothing but the sounds their own party made.
We could get the Admiral into cover in this closet, just in case.
By the time help arrived, they had both casualties in the closet, with Esme and the Wraith exec, Commander Freeze, watching for more trouble. Dossignol kept insisting that he was all right, that they should go on without him.
I'm not fool enough to think I should go. It'd only slow you down. But you can do nothing useful here. And over there, you might save the ship. I've dictated orders for the 14th. Lieutenant Suiza, take this to whatever officer is senior when you arrive. Now go!